John Fetterman's chief of staff co-founded organization that pushed Trump Russia hoax. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 13, 2022. Incoming Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's D. chief of staff co-founded an organization that pushed the narrative that former President Donald Trump colluded with Russia in the 2016 election cycle based on former British spy Christopher Steele's debunked dossier. Adam Gentleson, who worked as Fetterman's transition committee co-chair, was selected as chief of staff last week. He previously worked for top Democrats like former Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid and worked for several progressive groups, including one he co-founded, the Moscow Project. As Fox News reported, at the start of the Trump administration, Adam Gentleson co-founded the Moscow Project, an initiative launched by John Podesta's Center for American Progress Action Fund, CAPAF, and headed by Max Bergman, a former John Kerry speechwriter. According to a 2017 report by Politico, Gentleson ran the Moscow Project's war room. According to an archive of the organization's website, the Moscow Project was dedicated to analyzing the facts behind Trump's collusion with Russia and communicating the findings to the public. Gentleson also posted about the Steele dossier multiple times, at one point claiming that a lot of the dossier is backed up by fact, Fox News reported. The Moscow Project similarly shared annotated versions of the dossier frequently. Steele's dossier, which was commissioned by opposition research firm Fusion GPS and paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democrat National Committee via the Perkins Coie law firm, was the basis for the FISA warrant that was used to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. The dossier alleged that Trump colluded with Russia to defeat Clinton in 2016 and that the Kremlin had blackmail information on Trump. However, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's two-year investigation ultimately found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Further, it was recently revealed that the FBI offered Steele up to $1 million if he could corroborate the claims made in his dossier. However, the FBI never paid Steele because he could not substantiate the claims made in his dossier. Along with pushing the Russia hoax narrative, Fetterman's new chief of staff favors packing the U.S. Supreme Court. Gentleson argued that Justice Amy Coney Barrett's nomination was illegitimate and called on Democrats to eliminate the Senate filibuster to make adding more seats to the Supreme Court easier. There are steps Democrats can take to apply maximum pressure, brand the process as the illegitimate farce it is, and lay the groundwork for desperately needed reform that can reverse the damage early in 2021 if Democrats win in November, Gentleson reportedly wrote. If you are not willing to reform the filibuster and expand the court, you are not willing to do what it takes to win this fight, he tweeted. If we keep playing beanbag while they play hardball, the results will be more of this. It's that simple. However, Fetterman's campaign has distanced Fetterman from his chief of staff, telling Fox News that John Fetterman is his own man with his own views. John Fetterman is his own man with his own views. There is no one else like him in the U.S. Senate, Fetterman's campaign said in a statement to Fox News. John is deeply proud of the team he is putting together for his Senate office. This should not be hard to understand. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.